Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Friends of Anna Walsh say they're shocked to hear details in the case of their missing friend. Pamela Barty says she knew something was wrong when no one had heard from Anna since New Year.
I always thought everything was okay. Now I'm starting to see a lot of dots connecting, which is highly unfortunate.
Walsh's husband has been charged with her murder. The district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, says the body of missing mom Jennifer Brown has been recovered. She was last seen January 3rd. At least 14 people dead in a helicopter crash near a kindergarten outside of Kyiv. Among the dead, Ukraine's interior minister and a child.
This was a French-made helicopter, we're told, with an experienced emergency services crew. Now, we know it was foggy around Kyiv, but Ukrainian authorities saying they're considering all possibilities, mechanical failure, pilot error, even some sort of Russian attack or foul play.
ABC's Matt Gutman. This is ABC News. It's been more than a year since the fatal New Mexico movie set shooting, but charges are coming soon.
The district attorney's office in Santa Fe, New Mexico, says their decision on charges in the deadly Rust shooting will be announced Thursday at 9 a.m. local time. In a press release, they say it'll come in the form of a statement with no news conference or public appearance by the DA. The release doesn't indicate which way things might go, but says the announcement will be a solemn occasion. It's possible we could see charges if the DA finds there was negligence on the part of producers, the film's weapons experts, or even star Alec Baldwin fired the gun that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
Millions of people in China on the move for Sunday's Lunar New Year celebrations. Officials think the current COVID wave in the country has peaked, but they worry celebrations could lead to more exposures. New ice core data shows Greenland is the warmest it's been in more than 1,000 years. That's based on comparing ice cores scientists extracted in 1995 and 2011. Andy Field, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. As we know, I'm a very competitive person. You know how competitive I am? Prick me to start giving blood. They tell me that there's been a contest to see who can fill up their bag the fastest. 5 minutes, 4 seconds. I got done and I said, did I win? And I said, you were the fastest all day.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight, everyone streaming, everyone listening to the podcast, and happy hump day. Jane Matner.
And back at you, Kristen Bry.
We are Bachless.
We're Gregless.
We're Gregless, Bachless on this hump day. He is en route to go eat some gumbo.
Yeah, he's in New Orleans, right?
He's headed to New Orleans today. This is the anniversary trip for him and his wife.
How lovely.
And I love New Orleans.
I do too.
I am jealous. I don't know how, it's probably a decent time of year to go because it's never that cold, but
You avoid Mardi Gras.
I've never been to Mardi Gras.
I would never go to Mardi Gras.
The 2 weeks that are really excellent, if you go to a week that besides Mardi Gras, is Jazz Week and Halloween. Heard Halloween's super fun.
That must
be New Orleans.
Insane.
Yeah. So we will get by. We miss him. I would have loved for him to be here for our last hour because let's just put it this way. There is a certain female anatomy part.
Yes.
That we're going to talk a lot about and why you shouldn't be scared to talk about it. And New York Mayor Eric Adams isn't scared to talk about it.
Said the word out loud.
Many times.
Yes.
So I would have liked to see Greg blush on that topic. He will not be here to join us for that, but he will be back next week. But for us, as always, very good show coming up.
Busy show.
This first hour, yesterday was kind of the housing show. At least this first hour is the PFAS. PFAS? You say
PFAS.
PFAS?
PFAS.
I feel like I've heard mixed things, if it's PFAS or PFAS.
I don't know that it matters.
They're both bad.
Yes, they are. Yes.
PFOS are also bad. That's also a thing. It's something different.
You can say it with a French accent and it would still be bad. PFAS.
So we're going to kick off talking about the report that was published this week in regards to bad news for pescatarians and bad news for people who eat fish who catch their own fish.
And there are a lot of folks who do.
There's a lot of folks in Wisconsin who do that. And then at 11:30, Mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, is going to be here because they have had she was on back when they first announced that this was going to be happening, and our show was pretty new, was the last time Mayor Rosenberg was here. And now, since December, their water filtration system is up and running, and so far, so good. But it costs a lot of money to do that. And so we're going to talk about kind of the background of how she accomplished this, she and the city council and everyone involved, to get this up and running, but also whether or not this is a repeatable project, because Wausau is only one of many, many communities that has levels of that are way too high of PFAS. And because even with Wausau right now, which we'll talk about when she's here, in order to do this, they're running at a deficit. And so does the money come from the state? We're already talked about how lean municipalities across Wisconsin are running. And so we're going to get into that conversation at 11:30. But, man, like I said, bad news for pescatarians. You might want to start looking for the vegetarian option. Or, apparently, farmed fish. Because freshwater fish could be dangerous for your health. So, yes, I think on Monday, it was reported on yesterday, but the study, I think, was released on Monday. And it's a new study that found that a majority of freshwater fish, and that means Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and many of the rivers across Wisconsin.
Lots of streams and rivers.
Could contain high levels of forever chemicals, PFAS. We're going to say PFAS until someone corrects me. And PFOs. And PFOs, I guess. Is that what you say for those? Okay. And just a reminder, I mean, we've talked about this before, but because when we get into multi-syllabic scientific words, it's sometimes hard to remember, but why are they called forever chemicals? They are called forever chemicals because they do not break down naturally in the environment. So once they're there, largely, they are there. And the levels of these forever chemicals found in fish harvested slash caught from Great Lakes are much higher than commercially raised fish. And all 152 fish samples harvested from the Great Lakes had detectable levels of the compounds, which raises concerns.
Definitely.
For the millions of people, not just in Wisconsin, but the millions of people in the U.S. and Canada who rely on the Great Lakes for drinking water and the animals that come out of it that we eat.
Yep. Google says, by the way, it's PFAS with a short A.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Google. So what does this mean for our actual health? So the government has been issuing warning about PFAS in drinking water since the toxins have been linked to high cholesterol, infertility, lowered immune responses, and even cancer. So these things are not, they are not good for you. But it's one thing to have known that this is in our water. And I think often when we're talking about it in Wisconsin, it's the drinking wells that we're talking about. But in reality, it's soil, air, food, fish, livestock, like animals. And so it's everywhere. And one thing I want to talk about, it's in our makeup, which goes back to what we were saying, I think, last week when I was talking about what is in our food that's allowed, that's like just allowed by the FDA, but also what's in our makeup that we're allowed to just put on our skin, which is our biggest organ.
And it's almost like shades of the 1700s when they used all that white makeup that was full of lead. And that's why they all, yes, and they all had terrible skin problems, which they covered up with more of this white makeup, which then just made it worse because it was full of lead. Yeah. So this has been going, on for a while.
We've been doing ourselves for a while. So researchers looked at more than 500 samples of fish from, it's not just the Great Lakes they were looking at. They were looking at the entire country. And this was between 2013 and 2015. And they found that eating one serving of freshwater fish could be the equivalent of drinking water with PFOS in it at 48 parts per trillion for a month.
Wow.
So drinking contaminated water for a month could be as bad as eating one serving of these fish.
That's really terrible.
So I guess for now, it's funny because I feel like you would think, because I would imagine to a certain extent these farmed fish and commercial farms are not as, there's probably downsides to those as well. But now I guess the advice is to do that versus what you'd think would be closer to nature and like by catching the fish yourself. But
do you, will this stop people from fishing and consuming these fish? I don't think so. For some, perhaps, but hardcore fisher people aren't going to stop fishing.
But think about it. It's also for communities that, like, they depend on catching fish. I mean, it's one thing to know about it, and I think sometimes even just the awareness of it is the first hurdle, to know that this is a concern and this is a problem and this is what health risks it is for you. But also for people who, even if they know about it, they can't necessarily afford to go buy fish.
Right.
Right? Like, this is part of their lifestyle, is to be able to catch and harvest their own food. So, this is, and I don't know, like, the water filtration system for the entire Great Lake, I don't think we're close to being able to do that so that our species that live in there can be part of the food chain.
Can you imagine what that would cost? Because we're going to talk to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg in just a little bit, but how expensive it was just for that one municipality, which is not huge. And then
it's 30,000 people, I think.
And then
60,000? 60,000 people.
60. And then you talk about covering something the size of Lake Michigan or Lake Superior, and not to mention the rest of the Great Lakes. It's just...
I just, like, where's our Aaron Brockovich?
It could be you.
No, certainly not. It's definitely not me. But that's all I was thinking. What was in that movie, in that real life story that was made into a movie, what were the chemicals in?
It was chromium.
Oh, okay. I knew you'd remember.
It was chromium.
So I guess, I think.
Chromium hexavalent, because.
Wow, you would. Look at you, scientist.
Well, yeah. My long background in science. because there was one chromium that was not dangerous, and then I think the chromium hexavalent, which was dangerous and which was what they were putting in there, and then they lied about it.
So was it the lying? Because I always come back, and someone who is more of an environmentalist lawyer, of where we are with the liability of companies in Wisconsin who are making products. So the products that, as far as I understand it, that are getting made, the manufacturing of products, that basically it comes back to things that are water resistant. So it's Teflon pans, it's water resistant, it's raincoats
and umbrellas,
fabric, but it's also makeup. And it's like it's in things to be water resistant. And like, is there no liability for that as a company? You can just, you're making a product. And obviously I would imagine there's a certain lobbying firm called WMC that is part of protecting the manufacturing companies that are, I get it, making products, part of our economy, creating jobs on one hand, but is there no liability or responsibility on their part for being the culprit for putting this into our water and our air and our soil, that they can maybe help with the cost of fixing it? No?
I think that would be a wonderful thing. Is that going to be a thing? No.
I don't know. Well, you're welcome to join the conversation. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. My list of things to do. I want to go fishing. That's what I want to do. Yeah, I want to go fishing. That's what I want to do.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon today. Snow likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 30. Northeasterly winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely, 34. 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 31.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Quick reminder, and we're going to remind you a lot of this for the rest of the month. But if you're a small business, we want to help you.
Let yes, we do.
Help you. Help us help you. We at Civic Media are doing $1 million advertising giveaway. Where basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. And there is no catch. All you have to do is set a reminder for January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m., because that is when it goes live, that you have to go to civicmedia.us/million, and you have to fill out a couple questions, and then you will get to be able to work with one of our salespeople on a free radio campaign to promote your business. And I've never heard of anything like this. This is incredibly generous, and you know, advertising is not cheap.
No, it's not.
And so this is a great opportunity. But the one thing I need you to remember when you apply is you have to say Jane and Kristen on As Goes Wisconsin sent me. It's very important.
It's not an official competition. It's more like a friendly, let's see who can get the most.
Yeah. And so just do us that favor. Just let us
know. Do us a solid.
It was Jane and Kristen. Jane and Kristen told me to come, and now I'm here, and it's only upside for you. So Thursday, January 26th, you can go to civicmedia.us/million now and set a calendar reminder, and then also sign up to get an email as soon as it's live. And so if you're like me and you forget things unless you write them down, feel free to go do that. But yeah, $1 million ad giveaway.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. All right, so we are talking about PFAS. And this report that came out this week, basically with the bad news that it's not just your water, it's the fish in the water, that contrary to, I think, what feels like it should be healthier is to catch your own fish.
Right.
But not the case. Commercially farmed fish, as of right now, are likely safer to be eating than fish caught in the Great Lakes or any of our streams. And I found this, and I'll link it in today's show, but there's a map. So this is on EWG.org, and it's an interactive map for PFAS in the U.S., and it's everywhere. It's marked by all these little purple dots, and in Wisconsin, I mean, all up and down the coast of the great of Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, I can tell there's different streams. It's basically like the Wisconsin River. There's different parts that have it. The Mississippi River, like, and it's like that's Wisconsin and Michigan have a lot. And like the Great Lakes have a lot, which kind of makes sense because this is the Rust Belt, right? Like,
yep.
This is historically manufacturing heavy parts of the country. And even with less manufacturing, it's still a huge part of our economy in trying to make things. But the folks that were making things weren't always super responsible for how those chemicals are getting disposed of and how they're getting into our water and fish and making us sick.
We have a text from the 507, which is from Minnesota. Welcome, Minnesota, to Asgo's Wisconsin.
Welcome.
Add the PFAS to the mercury and heavy metals in all of our lakes and rivers and oceans, and I think this could mean that pregnant women and children should pretty much never eat fish.
I want to swear so badly right now because I like fish. I was like, darn it. Yeah. Which is really unfortunate because in so many ways, fish is very, very good for you.
It is.
The actual nutrients in fish when they're not contaminated, very healthy, much healthier than red meat.
Without a doubt. But I have to wonder now with these farm-raised fish, they have to be extra careful now of where they're getting their water, don't they?
I know so much less about how that works, but I would imagine yes.
Right.
Like how if they get water filtration systems, I don't know. But I mean, the other thing that I found in trying to get more information on this situation is also the fact that, you know, as the texter from Minnesota just said, pregnant women, but women in general, because some of the highest levels can be in makeup. So there was a study that found toxic PFAS substances in 52% of 231 makeup products purchased in United States and Canada. And of course, what do you think it is? The highest levels were found in foundations, 63% of foundations, waterproof mascara.
Oh, sure.
82%. And
which I've never used.
I've used it, but the thing that I use a lot more is long-lasting lipstick, which
it's
also
that
makes
too.
Sense. Yeah. 80, that's a 62%. So out of this, it looks like the worst is waterproof mascara. But yeah, the long-lasting lipstick, because it, like regular lipstick, it will get everywhere on me. I cannot be responsible for wearing lipstick that actually smears on anything because I will look like a toddler. It'll be on my clothes. It'll be my hands, you know, my teeth. Because if I'm going to wear a lipstick, it's going to be the long-lasting kind, and I'm slowly poisoning myself, apparently.
Well, and the thing with the waterproof mascara, which I can remember when that first came out, which was probably in the 70s.
Because and how revolutionary it was.
And it was revolutionary, but what was really revelatory about it is that you can't get it off.
Vaseline, baby.
Which can't be good either.
No, Vaseline's good.
I mean, as a...
It's like moisturizing. It's
petroleum.
Yeah.
It's petroleum-based. Yeah.
I don't know. How are we supposed to live?
Just wash your face and get over it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mayor Katie Rosenberg will be here to give us some good news. I think this is at least a good story as far as progress when it comes to the PFAS situation in Wausau, at least. And so she's going to shed some light on how she got this done, how the city got this done, lessons learned, and potentially how this could be implemented in other cities across Wisconsin. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The buck or bound is all that makes the world go round, the clanking, clanking sound that makes the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a knife, entertainment you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Friends of Anna Walsh say they're shocked to hear details in the case of their missing friend. Pamela Barty says she knew something was wrong when no one had heard from Anna since New Year.
I always thought everything was okay. Now I'm starting to see a lot of dots connecting, which is highly unfortunate.
Walsh's husband has been charged with her murder. The district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, says the body of missing mom Jennifer Brown has been recovered. She was last seen January 3rd. At least 14 people dead in a helicopter crash near a kindergarten outside of Kyiv. Among the dead, Ukraine's interior minister and a child.
This was a French-made helicopter, we're told, with an experienced emergency services crew. Now, we know it was foggy around Kyiv, but Ukrainian authorities saying they're considering all possibilities, mechanical failure, pilot error, even some sort of Russian attack or foul play.
ABC's Matt Gutman. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Kristen Bry, do you want to give a shout out to who sang that song, Jane?
Yes. Once I find
okay.
it.
Okay.
Can I just tell you, like, that hit me right in the heart, actually. It was longtime beloved radio host Glenn Moberg.
Glenn Moberg, yes.
A few years ago. But he wrote that as one of his, as he was confronting his end of life. He wrote and recorded that song. And I asked his family if we could make a music video of it. Sesquicentennial, and we did. So you hit me in the heart. I'm emotional now. Way
there
to go.
You go. Good job, Jane. Good way to start. So I should probably introduce our guest. I don't like to pick favorites, but really, let's be honest, my favorite, if not my favorite, mayor in Wisconsin, mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, is here. How you doing,
Hello.
Friend?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
I'm doing so much better than last time I was on your show.
Well, so that's... For context, the last time you were on your show, we were talking about the same topic,
And the news had basically broke that this massive project of this water filtration system that was going to help or really filter the water for all six drinking wells in Wausau, because all six drinking wells were pretty above where they needed to be when it came to PFAS. And this was the summer that we started talking about this, maybe like July, August.
I remember the day. So we had a press conference for our community in February last year. So we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of finding out about this.
And so, let's give, because now the water filtration system is up and running, started in December. So before we get to that, kind of just refresh, because we probably have some new listeners that weren't here
Hi, everyone.
The last time you were on here. So
yeah, you do.
The background of the story and how we got here.
Yeah. So, you know, last year, at the beginning of the year, we had an internal staff meeting. We heard from the DNR. They asked us if we would test our wells for PFAS. And we did that because our neighbors in Rib Mountain tested, and they had a hot well. They had a well that was above 200 parts per trillion. And, you know, that's a lot higher than they want it to be. So, of course, my answer is yes, we should test because we want to know and we want to treat it if we have to. Having no idea what we were going to find, right? Yeah. And when we did, we found that we were above that, the health advisory level from DHS. They were looking at 20 parts per trillion. DNR, you know, obviously they set their standard at 70. So we were, I think our highest well was maybe 40-ish parts per trillion, which is more than we wanted, obviously. But every well was above that 20 parts per trillion. So that's where we were.
So that's where you were. Kind of a story that so many communities across Wisconsin are dealing with when they choose to get tested or they're randomly tested. And so, but my understanding is the city was already in the works of trying to get a new water filtration system. And so the timing worked out to up the ante of how much filtering this system would have to do.
Yeah. So even before I got here, the city and the utility had decided, you know, it's time to upgrade our very old, both wastewater and drinking water facilities. So very expensive. Yeah. The new drinking water facility at this point last year was in progress, $44 million facility. We had anionic exchange and all kinds of different things to affect the water quality that we knew would be positive. But we weren't set up for PFAS filtration. So that's what we had to do, is figure out what is the solution short and long term to figure out how to address this. So good news. Our new treatment facility opened December 20th, and it has the anionic exchange. That's a hard one to come out of my mouth. But we're also using a special PFAS attracting resin to pull out those PFAS. So at this point, we are pulling it out, non-detect levels. We had some new testing, so I'll be interested next week to see the new testing results, to see if there's any breakthrough, stuff like that. Those are things I care about now. All this water chemistry stuff, really important. So if you're thinking about running for mayor, consider that.
Mayor, this might be a really silly question.
Never.
So you're pulling these PFAS out with this new filtration system. What happens to them then? Because it's not like they disappear.
Nope. So they get attracted into this resin. It's really not a silly question, because this is another issue that we'll be talking about very shortly. So the resin attracts it. It binds to that resin. And so the company we're working with will take that resin away, treat it. It's rechargeable. So they're able to kind of backwash it and then put it back out into circulation. Same with granular activated carbon. But, you know, that's another question that we will be dealing with. What do we do with the results of that, right? Obviously, we have concentrated levels there. And so right now, the company that we're working with will manage that. But, you know, you've seen the governor kind of put out that RFP for, do we have a site in Wisconsin that could be a hazardous waste landfill? Because right now, the closest one, I think, is in Oregon, the state. So
that's the closest one. There's nothing in like the Dakotas or anything where there's just like so much. I mean, sorry, but so much open land.
Yeah, maybe there is some of that, but the one that is, you know, certified and used.
Yeah,
see some of the, you know, some of the communities that are dealing with PFAS up north, they're basically by rail shipping out their waste to Oregon. So that's a discussion that's ongoing in the state. Obviously, people don't want a landfill of hazardous waste. It sounds scary, but we do need to figure out how to deal with that. And there's emerging technology, right? There's stuff we're learning that you could basically explode the PFAS and they disappear. Although, you know, you want to study what that does to the air and all that. You know, there's a lot of stuff that now I'm like, oh my gosh. And you even mentioned the fish, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, these different levels that you have to consider and the thinking that, you know, what's happening next.
Yeah, because I think, because this is not cheap. Wausau has approached this. Has any other city, at least that you know of in Wisconsin, installed a water filtration system like this? Or are you guys the first ones?
So we're the first ones technically with all six wells that are affected. So okay. We're filtering all of our wells. So our neighbors in Rib Mountain, for instance, I assume we're going to talk about Senator Baldwin's visit at some point, but I learned a little bit about what they were doing, and they're treating the very hot well with granular activated carbon. It's kind of a temporary solution. So they're doing it that way. We're the first to have, like, in all of the water is treated for PFAS. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. And so we're talking to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg about the new up and running water filtration system that is filtering out PFAS from the drinking wells in the Wausau area. And so in being the first city that's doing all six wells and knowing how expensive this is.
Oh yeah.
Is this something that is a blueprint for other communities, or because this ties into shared revenue and very skinny budgets that a lot of communities are working with? Because as of right now, there was some ARPA money that was part of this, but it's like, you, at least what I read from the WPR article, like, you're running a deficit in order to pay for this right now, right?
Right. So, you know, obviously rates, we were talked about rates, you know, even before I got here, to pay for the new construction. And we were anticipating those rates going up 45% to cover the new drinking water facility. That's before the PFAS.
Yeah.
And so now we're looking at 65%. And so last time when we talked to the PSC, they said, cool, we understand what you're doing. Talk to us when you get your asset online. You can raise your rates 27.5%. And so now we're going back to the PSC to say, hey, we have our asset online. And also, by the way, PFAS is a thing that we care about. It's going to be, you know, we're looking more at 65%. So that's the discussion. It's hard. It's hard to talk about those percentages as a person who's elected. It's hard to talk about it. And the only thing I can do is just tell the truth and say it's expensive. So for an average Wausau family, we're looking at maybe $18 a month increase, depending on water usage. So it's expensive. We are so grateful to Senator Baldwin, who stewarded through an earmark for us. I guess we're calling it congressionally directed spending. It's an earmark. she's taken after Representative Dave Ovey, also from Wausau, to help us along. So that's $1.7 million, about $1.6 million, which is good, but the PFAS system is going to cost, we're estimating between $15 and $20 million. So obviously I'm talking to anyone that will listen about money. I wrote a 5-page, you know, proposal to the governor's office as he considers his budget. So considering all of those things still, we would like to support our community, but also maybe have them not shoulder the brunt of this since, you know, it's a regulatory environment too, and it's new. And we don't want other communities to just say, you know what, no, we don't care about this, because we want to do what's best for human health. And if we're doing this, we think that everyone probably deserves that water that is clean and safe as well.
Yeah. And I think that's, to me, it makes a lot of sense that considering how many different communities across Wisconsin are facing this, this is a state issue. Like, obviously there's local, like Wausau right now, there's local, on the local government level, solutions and trying to figure it out. But ultimately, like, this has to bubble up to the state. And I don't know what the appetite is to deal with it. But has there been any movement on the how PFAS is getting into the water of accountability for dealing with what's already in there and trying to mitigate any more getting in there?
Right. So these are discussions that are going to be going on, you know, forever, I think.
Yeah.
So right
forever
now,
chemicals.
Right. Yes, exactly. that was so bad. Okay. So we, you know, we don't have a straightforward case like Marinette does, right? Like they had Tycho up there. They had a very obvious source. And so Tycho is, you know, shouldering some of that, the cost to remediate, right? So we're not straightforward like that. We are looking at, you know, we are a formerly industrial city. I mean, we still have manufacturing happening. But, you know, before the regulatory environment was such that we don't want to release this into the river, for instance, we had all kinds of businesses doing things, you know, manufacturing wise. So it's not as straightforward for us. And, you know, we are also testing some of the river and we're seeing that, you know, the wells that are recharged by the river might be differently affected by other, you know, than other wells. So looking at those kinds of things, it's going to take some time. We need to partner with the DNR to find that responsible party. And it might not be just one, and it might not be super, you know, like the end of the story might not feel satisfying because it might be, well, this is what it could have been. We don't have anyone directly to sue to get those covered, the cost covered. However, you know, the governor and the attorney general have been very forward thinking in this. And so the lawsuit that Attorney General Call is pursuing will help, I think, statewide. But again, that's not a short process. You know, we saw with the tobacco settlement, the opioid settlement, it takes years. So I'm not relying on that yet. But of course, when they recover those costs, I want to see that coming back to Wausau too.
And so to move back a little bit, because you, like you said, it's it some of the cost is getting seen in different families and residents' water bill.
Right.
And so how has the reception been of people at, like, on average? Obviously, there's going to be some people who any price hike whatsoever are going to be upset. But on average, is the balance of understanding that you have to you are paying for healthier water, and by not paying for this, you are slowly poisoning yourself? Like, does a lot of the constituents you're talking to, like, do they understand, like, not that they understand that, but like, do they accept that and be like, all right, this is worth, I know this is more money, but like, I get it.
Yeah, I think, and also, I mean, you can appreciate what social media does to discussions sometimes.
Yes.
It's kind of lopsided. But I would say overall, when I'm out in public, people are coming up to me and they say, can I drink the water? And when I say yes, they're like, I'm just so relieved. I feel so much better knowing it's not there. That's the majority of the conversation. And again, like, I don't know if the people who are talking to me are talking to me because they share a viewpoint. I would appreciate, you know, viewpoint from anybody and everybody. You know, there is a contingency of people who are really unhappy. They don't think that we should treat every bit of drinking water that's coming out of our system for PFAS. They think that's too expensive. But overall, it's going to be better for the system as a whole, because, you know, what we're not talking about yet, but I'm guessing we'll be hearing about soon, is PFAS in wastewater and wastewater treatment. Because, you know, we're treating that on the other end too. We got the drinking water going out, and then we treat what comes in. And we're seeing that, you know, wastewater is probably going to be the next regulated thing that we have to worry about.
Yeah.
So I'm worrying about it right now, but we'll wait for the DNR to kind of help us worry our way through.
Yeah. All right. Well, Katie Rosenberg, mayor of Wausau, is going to still be here when we come back from the break. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm gonna set the clock on the 400 block to Central Wisconsin time. I drew some pictures, you should see them at the Woodson Art Museum of this place above the tension line. I'm gonna write a little letter, and I hope that when
you... Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays. the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes! There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon today. Snow likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 30. Northeasterly winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely, 34. 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
There's a fine state. Where would you reside? Not quite Canada. Great Lakes are by her side. Home of Aldo Leopold, Big Sky and Orson Welles. Steve Miller Band, lots of used up shotgun shells. Where everyone's your neighbor, beer, cheese, and fish fried. And you don't just say you're leaving, you say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later. Hey,
sounds like Sam Elliott.
Charlie Behrens.
But that wasn't his deep voice.
That wasn't him singing.
Okay.
But that is a Charlie Behrens production.
I could hear him in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye now.
Okay. Midwest goodbye. All right. Well, our guest this half hour is Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg, and we are talking about specifically the water filtration system that is up and running in Wausau, but also more generally PFAS that affects our fish, yeah, our water across the state, across the country. And so what else? I mean, because it's one of those things that sometimes I think as an individual person, besides your Brita filter, mm-hmm, can you do once you know about it? And so I think in general, what would you encourage the average citizen to either be aware of, know about, take action on?
Yeah, totally. So there are a lot of choices that we have as consumers that we get to make about what we bring into our own environments. And so there's a lot of stuff that we encounter every day that contains PFAS. You know, if you wear waterproof mascara, you are putting PFAS so close to your eyes. If you like fast food, those wrappers are, you know, coated with PFAS to keep them resistant to, you know, getting soaked through. So, you know, there, any rain gear, Gore-Tex, all of it. And so it can be overwhelming. But just understand what you're bringing into your world. I know I've slowly been kind of cutting out some things, and not just because of PFAS, but I'm thinking, you know, as we talk about microplastics, right? Like, mm-hmm, how do we get, you know, even my kitchen sponge, you know, I've swapped it out, working on loofahs instead, which, you know, it's a whole new art to that. But I think that, you know, we have choices, and, you know, the reason we're regulated is because we're distributing water to almost 18,000 customers, right? Yeah. So that's really important for us to be giving people something that they can trust. So again, like, you have the opportunity to look into what you're using in your personal lives and making those choices every day, and what goes into the environment from those choices. You know, even, man, I just, like, down the rabbit hole, the landfill, right? Like, there's leachate coming out of there, and testing that for PFAS. And where does that go? Well, it goes into your municipal wastewater system if there's an agreement there. So thinking about, I mean, like, we just have to be smarter consumers and start asking to not have those things added if we can. If they're required, okay. But I mean, I don't need to wear it on my eyes. I just don't. So decision made, easy. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We can pressure those organizations that use PFAS in their production.
Pressure. Under pressure. All right. Well,
use your wallet.
Use your wallet. And also vote for people who care about this issue, please.
Boom.
So let's end on a high note. So what are some of the other more fun things happening in Wausau right now that we should know? I also saw the, were you involved in the expansion that's going to happen at the Ski Mountain? I can't think of the
gosh.
Name.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Rib Mountain, Granite
Thank
Peak.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it was Rib something, but I was like, where?
Yeah.
I have only gone there once, so I did not grow up going there. But it's the biggest ski mountain in Wisconsin, right? And so now there's going to be a huge expansion.
It's huge. So I actually, it's technically in the municipality of Rib Mountain.
Okay.
So it is, you know, their deal and it's a state park. So the DNR had to work very closely. So yeah, it's great for them. You know, we've talked a lot about the economic impacts of that. Obviously, during ski season, I don't know if you've been to restaurants in downtown Wausau, but packed up. All weekend, thanks to the folks who want to show up and ski and get outdoors. So that's really great for us. Obviously, room tax dollars matter. We're able to utilize those because of because people are showing up to ski and do all kinds of outdoor things. Actually, you know, we've got 9 Mile. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So that's really exciting for them. I'm glad that the hiking trail I like to take every week is still going to be there and unaffected. So that's great too. So we've had a lot of discussions there. Very exciting.
That's great. And so how much snow do you guys have right now? We're barren down here.
You know, we just have some leftover snow. We just got a bunch of rain. So it's kind of sad and pathetic for the middle of January. It's not what we, you know, it was, I actually had to take my jacket off when I was going around outside the other day because it was just too hot to have my, you know, down jacket. So that's where we're at. It's weirdly warm and not snowy enough. But if you're showing up to ski, they make their snow up there. So you have opportunity to do this.
So what else is going on? Any other fun stories that you want people to know about?
Oh my gosh. Fun stories.
Any new events coming up? Celebrations? I feel like whenever, as we're social media friends, I feel like I often have notifications that pop up of different things you're sharing and things that are happening that people can go enjoy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, thinking ahead to summer, I don't want to wish away the winter because I do enjoy it, but you're thinking ahead to summer, we have the largest Hmong festival in the state. It's huge. So if Hmong Wausau Fest, you got to show up and check it out, eat the food, listen to the speeches. What? Oh my gosh, the dancing. Adore it. Amazing. You know, we have a new campus executive at our local two-year campus, and she is incredible. She might be somebody you want to talk to, Dr. Toms. She's amazing.
All right.
And she's got good ideas going on, and she is open. I'm just so excited she's here. So we got a lot of stuff going there. She was very involved in our MLK Day celebration this week, so really happy to see that. But other than that, you know, I'm trying to think, like, am I thinking really long term or short term? You know, we got Black History Month coming up. We have a great organizing committee. Stuff's happening weekly.
Nice.
I'm really excited. And obviously we're prepping for the Supreme Court primary. We know that's going to be a big one. Hopefully as many people that showed up for the last gubernatorial election decide that the primary is important too.
Yes, I will. Right. We're going to be talking about that a lot in here. Is there any other local races? Obviously statewide, we're talking so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but is there anything locally happening for aldermen, county council, school boards? Really?
So yeah, we don't have anything with council or county board. Those happen in the same years, every 2 years.
Okay.
There's no staggering. We do have school board. So we have 3 positions open. So as we've seen the last 3 school board elections, we're expecting probably lots of interest in April. So we'll see how that goes.
But no, no primary for those. That'll just be the general in April.
Yeah. But we still need everyone to show up to vote for Supreme Court because it's a BFD.
It is a BFD. It is absolutely a BFD. And so, Katie Rosenberg, it's so lovely having you on the show, seeing your face.
Thank you.
We still need to go up to WXCO and do maybe definitely for the Hmong Festival.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to go to that.
We're putting that down now, but I think we need to get up there before the summer. Maybe we need to go. Jane, do you ski?
Been a long time. Get the body cast ready.
We'll go hiking.
If you just want to hike. Yeah,
we'll go hiking. The 3 of us will go hiking. We'll do our show from WXCO. It'll be great.
Do it. Mayor
Katie Rosenberg, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stay rested because I know you have a hard job, but can't wait to have you back next time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
All right.
It.
Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, one story about what a Wisconsin town is doing with their paper mill that may or may not be a good long-term solution. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Rhetorical. I'm dropping her. Oh, my God.
So roll out the barrel and strike up the band. Heavens praise Lombardi. The pack is back again. And now Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee. It's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.